Oh yes, Tim from SkiRex Media is still under the weather, but I am back. That's right, I'm back to talk about this week the one thing I feel really ties every single ski area and resort together in this world, at least in the United States, and we're talking about that today on the old SkiRex Media podcast. Hello, my friends. It is Tim from SkiRex Media coming at you once again after another bye week. A bye week that went by because I picked up the flu or a cold, maybe even COVID. Who knows? I had symptoms of everything and it sucked. And I'm still under the weather. My nose is still jammed. My sinuses still suck. My throat is still a little raw, which you may or may not be able to hear, you know, in this. I don't know. At least I have a voice to record it now. So that's pretty good. So here I am, sick. Well, the end of being sick, I should say, and back on the old microphone to give you another solo episode. And we will be getting back into guest episodes soon for the end of the season. We're into April, and the season, the SkiRex Media podcast season is going to end season 5, but the winter season's not ending. I mean, we just picked up more snow. I look outside right now and there's snow all over the place. Not as much as the prior out of nowhere storm, and who knows on the next one. So far, I've been getting messages about the earthquake in New Jersey, and with the eclipse coming up and coastal flooding and all that, some of my friends are turning to doomsday. They're turning to doomsday. So who knows? Maybe winter will continue. Maybe Jesus will return. I don't know. Maybe aliens. Who knows? But we'll see. If all that happens, then you won't have to deal with this. Unless you're a Patreon subscriber and you get the show on Sunday, then you get to hear this episode. If everything else goes to kaplooey after the eclipse on Monday, then, you know, maybe it won't. You won't have to listen to it at all. You won't hear this. So who am I talking to, right? Right. I don't know. That joke completely bobbed. Yes, it did. But that's all right. We can bob some jokes. Again, I'm still kind of under the weather. It sucks. It really means that I need to, for next season, plan a little better for these times when I should be under the weather. I shouldn't be under the weather at all. It stinks. I hate it. Everybody hates it. I'm double hating it because this is like my second or third time down because of illness. And who knows where I picked it up? Is it from the kids that I'm around? Maybe they're little walking petri dishes. Is it from, you know, being out at ski mountains? Is it from whatever it's from? I don't know where I'm picking it up, but I need an immunity booster. That's what I need, an immunity booster. So if you have any tips and tricks for keeping the immunity system fighting back hard during the season, I would appreciate you let me know. You can do that very easily on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can send DMs there, and you can also contact the program at contact@skirexmedia.com. contact@skirexmedia.com, or you can send me a voicemail on the SpeakPipe voicemail for SkiRex Media. That's speakpipe.com/SkiRex Media. You can send me a voicemail and I'll use it here on the old podcast, and we'll address it there, you know. Before I go any further into the episode, however, let's talk about the SkiRex Media sponsors and partners. The SkiRex Media podcast is brought to you in part by Whaleback Mountain. Yes, Whaleback season has ended. They closed back in March. Who knew these storms were coming? But I'm sure there are a few people who went out there and skied it anyway, because they do have quite the uphill community there. They're also part of the Uphill New England Pass, and uphill is part of their pass as well. So people probably still got some fresh Whaleback powder over there over these past couple of storms. But here's the thing. Whaleback does not end its season completely. It's not totally closed. Now, you could say no ski area resort is totally closed. During the summer, there's things going on. Yeah, that's when you do your improvements, do your fixes, paint the walls, clean the bathrooms, whatever it might be. Whaleback is not only doing all that stuff to keep up appearances, keep up the maintenance, make everything nice and awesome for its guests, but they're doing stuff for the guests. This season, you can head out to Whaleback again for live music. Absolutely live music, man. Adam Ezra is coming back. The Adam Ezra group is coming back for the hat trick performance at Whaleback, and I'm sure there will be other events announced. They have the disc golf course, which I do believe is complete. Full 18-hole course. Beach sand volleyball. That's right, a sand volleyball course at a ski hill. Who's ever seen this? Plus, they can help you set up for your event. You can use their lodge, their lawn, whatever it is. Just give them a call or head on over to their website at whaleback.com to see what's going on for the summer. You can also get your pass now. Your season's pass for next year is not going to be at a better price than it is now. So head on over to whaleback.com, get their phone number, use their website. Head on over there if you have to. Any of the information you need, you can get it. Plus, you can follow them on social media. You can check them out. That's right. The season for them may be over, the snow sports season, but the spring, summer, fall season is ramping up. And while you're doing that, just look up at that Whaleback Mountain and think about skiing it next season. And they'll be back next season for us all to ski and ride, man. Ski Whaleback Mountain, ski it to believe it, and summertime to believe it. I also want to tell you about Embrace. The Ski Rex Media Podcast is also brought to you in part by Embrace. Embrace makes compression leggings for outdoor sports, running, mountain biking, and very specifically, snow sports. I have a pair of the Embrace, that's I-M-B-R-A-C-E, the Embrace snow sports leggings that I have been using all season, and they are wonderful. They feel great when I'm skiing. They have built-in compression through and through. It's like having knee braces built into one's pants. Fantastic. The compression goes up through the hips, into the back. These things, not only are they compressing on your lower back, but they have pockets set up so you could throw heat packs in there and double down on the comfort and the compression. It's awesome. I love them. I have been using them, and I have said many times I don't even like to take them off. But when I do, I get on my Embrace Dynamic Plus leggings. The big difference between them is the snow sports leggings are boot cut. You don't have to shove anything else in your ski boot or your snowboard boot with your big thick socks and your boot warmers and all that other good stuff that's in there. They are cut so they fit nice and snug, and they are wonderful. Partially developed by Shemi Alcott, British ski team, four-time Olympic participant, and really a lot of fun in an interview. In fact, if you go back a couple episodes, you could hear me speaking to Shemi Alcott all about the Embrace snow sports leggings. And you can go back an episode or two before that and listen to me talk to Jeff Hansen, the founder of Embrace. Head to Embrace.com to pick up a set of leggings for yourself, whether it be Dynamic Plus, so you can get into your biking, your hiking, your running and jogging and all that stuff. Or if you want to pick up your snow sports leggings now before the season starts. Or if you're heading down to South America or Australia or heading inside to ski. Or if you live in a place that has snow year round, get yourself a pair of Embrace snow sports leggings. Embrace.com. We will also get 10% off Ski Rex Media fans, friends, listeners. SKIREX10. SKIREX10 is the code. You put that in, you'll get 10% off your order. That's my gift to you for listening to me and knowing that Embrace is awesome and I love them, and that'll tell them that people love them as well. Embrace.com, I-M-B-R-A-C-E.com. Also, links in the description, man. Check it out. Embrace snow sports leggings are awesome. You will thank yourself. You get a pair now and ski them all next season. Also, before we get into the main topic, let's finish up. As I was saying, you can send me a DM on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or X, whichever one you prefer to call it. I'm still in the habit of calling it Twitter, obviously. Instagram, Facebook, X, and LinkedIn. You can send me a DM if you have any reason to contact the show. Questions, concerns, queries. I love questions. I love fan interaction. You can go to SpeakPipe, as I said, speakpipe.com/SkiRexMedia. You can leave me a voicemail. You can leave your name, but you don't have to, and I'll address that voicemail here on the old podcast or on social media if it's during the summer. Also, you can head to Patreon. You can send me a message there. Plus, you can sign up. Tiers start at $1. You get the podcast early on Sunday with no ads. Just me telling you where you can find me, Tim from Ski Rex Media. And of course, you can send an email at contact. You can send an email to contact@SkiRexMedia.com. And of course, you can go to SkiRexMedia.com for all those links and more information. Now, as we move on into the old program here. And again, I complained enough about being sick again. What it comes down to, really, actually, I'll do one more complaint because I do feel bad that I've missed a few episodes. I do. I try to keep to the weekly debut or the weekly posting, you know, of the podcast. And every so often it doesn't work out. People are pretty understanding. It is just dumb entertainment, and I get that. But it does suck when you try to put out this product this podcast, and I really try really hard to make sure I am on point every week. Even if I don't have a guest, I try to do a solo podcast like I'm doing now. And guests have been a little scarce this year. This has been a rough year for the podcast. I do know what I should be doing, what I'm going to do during the summer, so I don't miss a week. I'm gonna go on there and make like 25 solo episodes. Just during the summer, kind of not generic so much, but not so much like to current events, obviously. You know, if something big happens in the world of this, you know, in the ski industry, the ski world, the snow sports world, snow sports industry, I want to be able to address that as it comes up. It's a current event, breaking news, if you will. But I should have a few that are just in reserve, don't you think? Just sit down this summer for a couple days and just record like 25 episodes, have them edited, ready to rock, ready to go. That way, if I know something's happened, I have a technical issue, say, or I have a guest that we have to reschedule so something doesn't get recorded on time, or I'm sick, or the holiday comes and I actually end up having something to do for the holiday, or who knows? I don't know what's going to happen next season. I might even be an Epic Pass influencer again like I was this season. That is a possibility. I need to have like 25 episodes in the hole, in the kitty, in the bank, ready so I can pick one, put it up, done, ready to go, and we don't have to miss out on one. Also, there's something else I might try. I'm not going to lie about it. I like to play with the AI generators of the various types. I think a lot of us have used them now. ChatGPT, DALL-E, Midjourney. You know, there's a few others that I'm not going to name here because they're not necessarily family friendly. You know, various image generators, chatbots, all these things that we call artificially intelligent, which I don't agree with that. I don't think they are intelligent at all. But I do like to play with these things. I think they're great. They can come up with some really cool stuff, some really neat stuff, and they can also come up with some really awful things that are just bad. Like, it makes you wonder why anybody would be afraid of these things actually turning, you know, going with the Terminator scenario, because they pop out some stupid stuff too, and that can be funny too. It's a lot of fun, but they do have the audio generators, the voice generators, ones that can, if you feed enough of your own voice into it, you can get a pretty close approximation to how you speak. The sound definitely, maybe so not so much the inflection, the nuances, but at least it sounds like the person who's you're trying to make it. If you go on like YouTube or even TikTok, if you're a TikTok user, Instagram, use the Reels, whatever it is, wherever you find your short videos, people are forever changing voices. You know, you hear Joe Rogan's voice out there a lot. You hear the president's voice, Donald Trump's voice, Barack Obama's voice. You know, people do the presidents and things. I saw a video where somebody used, and they're not perfect, again, the inflection, the nuance, but they sound okay. So some kid was making videos of Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Donald Trump playing Minecraft. It was actually kind of funny. Anyway, not the point. The point is, I should do that too. I should absolutely 100% have my voice copied, cloned, at the ready, and then if I can't talk, if my throat's shot out because I'm sick, but I can still type. I can go in, type out an entire episode, run it through that, and then in a pinch, I can put it out if it's something that I need to do as a backup. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think it would be a lot of fun. For those who didn't realize that the Mackenzie character that I use every so often, the only Rexy, maybe producer that doesn't exist, I use one of those voice synthesizer AIs to do that. And it's a lot of fun. It's really silly. It's a lot of fun to play with. And there's going to be more bits coming out with that, with the Mackenzie character and some other things too. But I am thinking ahead. Next season, I will correct the mistakes. And this was my fifth season at the podcast. So you think I wouldn't be making these mistakes anymore, but I am. And it stinks. But stay with me. Ski Rex Media Podcast will only get better. It can only get better, you know? And again, if you have comments, concerns, questions, tips, tricks, criticisms, whatever it is, let me know. I've given you all the ways to do that. Go to skirexmedia.com or this show notes to find those. Find those links, right? Right. All right, let's get on with the program here. Now, back in the very first pre pre-theme music intro, you heard me talking about the one thing that unites all ski hills. Now, is it snow? Sure. Is it mountains? Maybe. But I want to talk about something that I think needs improvement. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm getting jaded in my old age. Maybe I'm getting cranky in my old age. Maybe I'm becoming a Karen and don't even realize it. I don't know. If I'm Karen, if I'm being a Karen, and shout out to Karen Proc, who's been on the old K-Proc mom, who's been on the program before. Her name is Karen. And, you know, maybe, all right, here it is. We could talk about all the improvements that any ski hill should make, lifts or lodges or equipment. Screw all that. I want parking lots. And I'm not talking about parking lots that could fit everybody. That'll come along as we fix the rest. I'm talking about parking lots that I don't need a military grade off-road overland vehicle to get through. Are you kidding me? I go to mountains of every different type, small, independent, nonprofit ski areas to large, fancy East Coast, fancy resorts, and every last one of them and everything in between, and private. This counts for the private too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Every time I go in there, even if they grade them and do something in the off season, by day five, it's potholes and mud holes and getting stuck and garbage. And I know we live in New England. I get it. Salt does damage. Plowing does damage. Clowns driving on them does damage. Tires for winter do damage. Believe me, I understand. But all I'd like to do is be able to drive through a ski area parking lot and not get stuck in the mud, number one, and maybe not be bottoming out in potholes, number two, if the potholes can be avoided at all. And this is a thing you see. Like I said, doesn't matter who owns it. We talk about all the junk of corporate, you know, mountains out there, you know, but they do have money and they do put it into lifts and snowmaking and people and equipment. And that parking lot is still a bummer to drive through. Now, kidding aside, because that rant was a little kidding, it does stink. And I do know that these parking lots are worked on when they can do it. Obviously, it's much harder to do it during the season because the place is packed. You need room to work. I understand that. I really do. I've lived on dirt roads in New England most of my life and have had to deal with mud season. I've had times where I've had my small cars. I've never owned a pickup truck or anything bigger than a small car. Personally, driven many in the past, but never owned one. And they usually, well, I had a Ford Explorer once. It's not a pickup truck, but it's a fairly good size SUV. And, you know, I've been there, I've done it. But again, maybe that's where I'm becoming old and crotchety. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't. I joked with John Hunt once. I says to him, I was like, dude, you know what? If Ski Rex Media makes millions, I'm buying you all a parking lot. 100%. Like, it needs to happen. And their parking lot is more mud issues than anything else. And again, it's really not as bad as I'm making it out to be. Yes, we know these parking lots are generally dirt. I don't see a reason for them to be paved. I mean, I guess you could pave them, but, you know, again, with the way paving here is its own issue. It's not easy to keep up with pavement here in the New England. We have our hard winters. Even if there isn't snow, even if there's not snow, it's still wet. Like, we got a lot of rain this year. You know, everybody knows that. We all know the flooding that happened preseason. That takes a toll on pavement. So our roads are forever trashed. Those roads that have to be salted, sanded, plowed, deal with the heat in the, you know, not that it gets like Nevada heat, you know, it's not hot here, but that heat then going into the cold and then frost heaves and all this stuff. And the parking lots take the same beating. You know, a lot of people, this is just a pet peeve of mine. And again, cranky Karen man here, maybe, I don't know. But, like, for instance, a lot of people talk about how parking lots and ski areas and ski resorts don't have enough room. You go to Mount Sunapee, the one Saturday I was there with the New England Healing Sports Association, And as I'm driving out, there were cars parked all the way down their access road, all the way to the main road, the main two-lane highway. That's a lot of people. That didn't faze me half as much as the fact that I felt like my car was at a 30-degree angle going through a pothole and coming back out and up and down. And I'm driving getting seasick in potholes, you know, bouncing through everything. And, you know, I say the same thing about my own driveway, man. Like, I really wish my landlord would put in a new driveway. I really do. But I get it at the same time. Water gets under these things. Snow gets on these things. Salt, sand. I am just being a jerk off, really, when it comes down to it. Obviously, it doesn't bother me that much, or I wouldn't go. I do have, though, a couple tips and tricks. Again, and what it comes down to, really, is one of the reasons, one of the things that, you know, if you can exploit it at your local ski hill, do it, man. And that's a bus. No need to park, no need to deal with the potholes, no need to deal with other people parking near your car or next to someone else's car, or people who don't know how to park really well, or people who don't listen to the parking attendants. Shout out to the ski area and ski resort parking attendants of the world, these unsung heroes. Like, these people are dealing, and I see it all the time. Somebody who, you know, they're waving you down and the person just completely disregards it, goes blowing, which is not safe, number one. And number two, they're going to put you in so we can all fit as best as we can and we'll all have a nice time going up to the lot. Use the bus if you can. Like, absolutely, man. Like, again, if you are staying in or around West Dover, Wilmington, going to Mount Snow and other mountains, but Mount Snow in particular, I say this because this is where I rode the Moo bus, was going to Mount Snow when I worked there to ski there. Take the mover, man. No one needs to deal with the parking lots then. You just have to walk off the bus and you don't have to deal with any of it. You don't have to pay for parking. You don't have to deal with the crummy parking lots. See, that's the thing though. If you're paying, if you're in a place that's paying for parking, that I think we can make this a little serious. If we're paying for parking, then your parking lot better be friggin' immaculate, 100%. If you have people paying you money to park, that money best be going right back into graders, right back into fill trucks, whatever, concrete, asphalt, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. If you're paying for parking, you know, this absolutely applies to you in a serious way. Fix your parking lots. Everybody else, that's just the nature of the beast. That's just New England. And everybody will do it. Again, I picked on Whaleback's parking lot, and I love Whaleback. Don't get me wrong. Although I have almost been stuck in the parking lot at a couple of different places in the mud. But that's why it's beautiful that Scott, the lift supervisor, has a nice big Ford truck. And I know he has tow straps in it. He told me. So I'm getting out no matter what. Because me and Scott are buddies and he'll take care of me. Or something like that. I don't know. Shout out to Whaleback and the Lifties. But, you know, it really is me playing around mostly. Because it is something I noticed, and while I've noticed it, we've all noticed it, I didn't actually, like, it didn't set in, it didn't really dawn on me or anything that this is real. Like, every parking lot, no matter where you are, is junk. It's just junk, man. There's potholes and crumblies and all kinds of stuff, and who knows? But there's also ways around it too. So it really is me just being a jackass talking about this. But since we are talking about it, if those mountains want to throw a little bit of their resources into a parking lot, you could even build, if you wanted to, a parking garage. I'm pretty sure Stratton has one. Does Stratton have one? Am I remembering that right? Don't they have like a two-level parking garage, a little small one over there? I think they do. You could build one. I know it's expensive. I know it takes a long time. And again, I am just being a jackass because these things are corrected for the most part. You know, once the season's ending, then the graders will go out there. They'll take the dirt and the rock and the fill, however it actually works. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a construction worker. They'll grade out the parking lot, make it nice and flat, fill in all the holes. It's wonderful. It's just because they're used so much all at one time, big, heavy vehicles with snow tires, with studs in them like mine, then there's cold and up and down, cold and warm, and water that gets under there, and frost heaves and all this, and it really does wreak havoc. But it is something to be mindful of. I always laugh when I see high-end sports rigs and luxury cars going onto these parking lots. Like, I get that you people have the money to have that car, but do you really want to pay for the extra maintenance on that car? Or if it's lowered, I've seen low sports cars in these parking lots. I'm like, dude, if there's things I'm bottoming out on, then you're going to get stuck. Like, for real. Like they're not going to be able to pull you out with a tow truck. They're going to need a crane to lift you out of the hole and put you on like it's a sinkhole. Anyway, it's just something. I mean, have you noticed it? Have you noticed it? And have you been bitchy and whiny and complaining like I am? It's just my thing. I don't know. You can call me an idiot if you want. You know how to do that. I said that back in the beginning of the episode. But you know what? Here's to the ski hills that have parking lots that are halfway decent, to the ones that are garbage, to the ones that don't have enough. I know you're trying. I know you're trying. A lot of ski hills would love to have more parking space. You know, not just good parking space, but more parking space. And they don't always get to have that because they are boxed in. You don't want to just slash and burn every tree in the area. That's not what we're trying to do here. You know, we're trying to be as environmentally conscious as possible. And that's not easy to do in the snow sports industry. Lord knows a lot of what the snow sports industry does is not environmentally conscious. But we try. So I say take a bus or walk it in if you can. I know those two things probably aren't, you know, something you can do. I really can't do them here either, so I understand 100%. So do your best. Be careful in the parking lots. Don't go driving through them. And here's the thing. I may be joking around about it and talking trash or kind of serious when it comes to the ones that charge for parking. Just like a toll road, just like a toll highway, that highway better be friggin' immaculate. Those parking lots better be immaculate if you're charging for them. And you know, if you're not, I completely understand. And again, springtime comes, the mud dries up in the summer, the grader comes out, fixes it, it's fine. And then we start all over again. Just be mindful of it, my friends. If you have a small car like I do, be mindful of it. And don't try and sue or anything like that. That's really what it comes down to is the end, is that are people actually trying to get, like, they go into these parking lots. And it's not like you can't see it. It's not like you can't see the ruts and the washboard and the potholes and things like this. Go in there and then try to get over on the ski resort to pay for their suspension? Screw that, man. You did it. You saw it. I'm telling you about it. Even better, use this. If any ski resort in America hears me talking about this, making it known that this is a problem, or not a problem, but something you see, you know what I'm trying to say. Again, this is supposed to be half satire, half serious, half just Tim rambling because he noticed something and didn't want to be alone on this. That's what it comes down to. Right. All right. Anyway, I'm rambling now. I think it might be time to close out the program. But if you do know anything about the parking lot situations, if you like it, if you don't like it, if you understand it, if you think my understanding is not good, please let me know in the usual way. Links are in the description. And as I always do with the solo episodes, I'm going to keep this one short to around a half hour, just over a half hour. Again, I'm just trying to make you chuckle. I'm just being a jackass, trying to be entertaining about something that could be an issue, but it's really a non-issue. The parking lots stink, and there's a reason for it. The weather is harsh in the mountains. It can be. So there you go. Coming up in future Ski Rex Media podcasts, we have a couple more. We have the kids episode, which I still have to set up. If I can stay healthy for a few minutes and kids can get done with school and a few other things going on, then we can get that set up. We'll have teens. I don't know exactly who's going to be on. I already asked one of our past kids, our past tweens, if he wanted to do it again. He really wasn't into it, so that's cool. I know Charlotte is willing to come back. I've got one more new one. I know Brooke wants to come back as well. So if you are a teen and tween fan, if you are one of, you know, that and want to hear the kids coming on, they're going to come on again. We're going to do the closing panel. We are going to have, I think right before we get out, somebody from the New England Ski Update on the program. We're going to try that. And we're going to try something else. We have one more guest that I'm going to confirm who it actually is, and then I'll tell you more about it. It'll be a lot of fun. And then that might be it, because by then we'll have gotten into May, and maybe the winter will be over. Maybe it'll stop snowing here. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. We don't know from day to day, but I'm fine with that. If I want to know the winter, I'll look outside and figure it out. Right? Right. Of course, again, I am Kim from Ski Rex Media, trying to get you episodes every week, as I have said, and try to get some stuff done during this off season to make sure that A, there's something to see on Ski Rex Media during the off season. And I have a couple things I'm going to show you, I think. It's the usual outside stuff, hiking, maybe biking, maybe something else. Who knows? I'll figure it out. We'll see. And then I'm going to prepare. So I have tons of episodes ready, and I'll just be able to pump them all out, and it'll be a lot of fun, right? Right. Thank you for listening again, everyone. I do appreciate it. Oh, and check out the merch shop coming up. There might be a new item or two in there for the fun of it. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into that, too, if I put them out. But take a look over there, and you'll find it. And if you want to pick something up, do that. It helps support the program and Ski Rex Media as a whole, right? Right. I will see you out there, everyone, again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a Ski Rex Media fan and friend. And I'll talk to you all laters, man. Laters.